Do you know, someone said to me the other day that a friend told her it was harder for her to come out of the closet as a spiritual person than what it was as a lesbian.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Isn't that so interesting?
Well, I've got a friend staying with me tonight, and I went into my meditation room and went to take off things off the wall.
Because of the judgment?
Yeah. Mm.
I think you have to claim these days that you can be who you are, and sometimes you're going to, especially if you're a little bit unafraid, you're going to bump into these stereotypes. And something I'm really passionate about is just, I call it, am I allowed to swear?
Of course.
Yeah.
So I call it the loving fuck off. So it's like...
I thought you were going to say cut nut. I was like,
yeah, because if you want to say that, go ahead.
Maybe later.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's so cool.
But it's like when you kind of hear someone's opinion, or you can kind of, and when you're sensitive, you can kind of feel that judgment sort of even before it comes out of their mouth. It's sort of like, well, you're going to let it kind of close you down and define you, or are you just going to stand in your power and your space and just say, this is who I am. I don't actually agree with what you're trying to impose on me. You can either open your mind and find a different way of looking at things through getting to know me or not, but it's totally up to you and it's got nothing to do with me. And there's something so empowering around just saying, you know, I respect your right to choose what you want to judge and what you don't and how you want to live, but lovingly just fuck off, because I'm living my own life and this is who I am.